Blog Talk Radio.
It's really hard to go for dreams. You know, it starts from, you know, my family, which is good, you know, in terms of stability now. But, you know, visiting my family, you know, or trying to keep things personal, but this is public. It's just a reminder of how many struggles I went through and the struggles they went through. And the mortality rate of staying alive and being healthy around individuals. You know, I just went to see my family in the graveyard. My dad, he had a very troubled life, a tragic life, you know. He was also a victim of, you know, and it wasn't resolved in the sense of legally what happened to him at his death. And my nephews who they left this planet too early. Jealousy was the reason why both of them got hurt. So I realized that, you know, listening to other nephews and family members is important to, is urgent that I not only be healthy, but I succeed. You know, the poverty is just so rampant, including my life. My life, I have not received any opportunities. You know, I came to LA to be a star, and I received no opportunities in music. And then I had to have a plan B, which I was reluctant to. It took me a long time, but I got my head, so I had to go to education. So it was a struggle, but I had these dreams to, you know, be a lawyer, doctor. And I have people who wanted to stop me, jealousy in my neighborhood wanted to stop me, or people around me because they didn't want to see me be an attorney. You know, these people are, you know, that I'm referring to have mental problems, they're criminals, they're on drugs, and they allegedly have said that they use my songs on samples. As I said before with the music thing, all my songs are copyrighted. They have been published. They are protected. So when I release music, I protect all my songs. I did not receive any opportunities yet in music. I'm being very blunt and honest. So if you hear somebody say I gave permission or something, I did not. You know, but Hollywood dream is so hard to get to. And you need a little luck. But at this time, it's very hard to just concentrate on that. The practical wisdom is to try to be something, to have something to fall back on. When my law degree, when I found out I took exams and these same individuals were saying that they got my grade from the school, saying I got a 1.9, 1.85. I'm going to let you know if that has happened, because I would have fifth flunked out of law school. My law school dreams would be over. That would be very tragic. To be harassed by or targeted by individuals who I do not know personally, who just saw me in the neighborhood 20 years ago, who had these delusions of blaming me for something I didn't do. I realized that the one reason why I stay healthy is to stay away from people with severe mental illness. Severe mental illness, and because they can commit and hurt people. They can really hurt people. I've seen it in my family, and I've seen it with myself. I dealt with it 20 years. Falsely accused me of something. So it's a tragedy to be living around individuals who are that sick. These people should have been put in the hospital. I don't know what's wrong with the system. I have to continue to do what I need to do. What I don't like is that they kept saying they got the grade, I got an incomplete, I got both a C-, a D, or whatever. They have been, you know, it's illegal to do that. It's illegal to get to violate laws of confidentiality. While it hasn't been proven, only sociopaths or crazy sick people would do things that I just mentioned. So it's important that the assessment of the mental health facility and the county jail comes into play. But that's the thing. It's a tragic life of dealing with people with severe illness. You know, like saying I'm at work with the county mental health, or I work with social worker, or be a casework, you know that's not going to happen. I said I was not interested in that type of psychology. And, you know, these people don't know boundaries. You don't tell an adult what to do. Kept saying something that isn't going to happen. So that's just the tragic thing. I had a tragic life, but just because I have these little dreams and someone wants to stop me from being a lawyer, doctor, or stop me from succeeding because they can't get their act together and they're too sick to understand reality. Or make up stories about my music, you know. My music is protected under Dove Night, and, you know, that's the end of that. You know, my abilities will determine my chances to go into law school as a last resort to make a dream happen. Because I didn't make it in music yet. It's been 33 years. So I am, you know, at a crossroads. It was a concern, the decision, you know, someone said, well, you should leave LA. That is a possibility. Maybe I should. I didn't get my dream yet. You know, it's been 33 years. It's probably passed too long. I was dealing with some crazy mentally ill people for 2 decades who targeted me, who's still doing it in the neighborhood, who I don't know personally. Very sick people. But when I look at all that, it's like that's so unfair, it's tragic for me to deal with that. But it's an urgent to succeed. You know, I lived in poverty all my life. I don't want to die a very poor person who didn't make it, not just the 1% level, but also the middle class level, because they simply didn't hire me or give me that chance to succeed. It is unfair, you know. It's like, you know, the school's for, you know, I believe in those dreams. I really do. You know, the importance of mental illness is that we must stay away from people with severe mental illness. It's very rampant, no matter what community it is. And mentally ill people can hurt other people severely. That is one reason why we have all these homicides and crimes and people going to jail all the time. That is one reason why we see all these people going into schools and with guns and stuff like that, shooting people for no reason, or targeting me for no reason because of someone's delusions or false blame on something that never was, or obsession. And then that includes alcohol and drug addiction, intoxication. So alcohol and drug intoxication and mental illness is the cause of why we have so many crimes in this. And it's, you know, but in my situation, that is exactly it. It's a deadly combination with someone who's severely mentally ill, who's already got some illness, and, you know, schizophrenia, delusions, and then they drink. There's quite a few people with mentally ill people who drink. That's not good. As I said before, most people with mental health issues, that is true in general, are not violent. Unfortunately, there's a percentage who are, who even treatment. It is true, a percentage, not all. So these people that I dealt with are in that percentage category, and it's quite a few. But it's urgent, you know, I don't need to be dealing with that. I don't need to be dealing with these type of people because of their jealousy. Sure, I have not had much. I'm living in poverty. I've been laid off so many times. I got this job, just got this job, I laid off. Wasn't getting hired. You know, then I really came out here for the musical industry, got rejected. They never even gave me a chance, the major labels. So what was I supposed to do? You know, sit around and be a wasted life. I can't do that. Well, these individuals want me to do just that. It is urgent that I succeed. I continue to go for that dream. I see so much tragedy in my life, my family. I had a tragic life already. The poverty, the lack of my dream didn't come true, being a victim of crime, being a victim of many things that you can say a broken situation, but I continue to be positive. I have to be positive. It's not fair. It really is not fair. I was judged by the way I look, my weight, so on. It's not fair. It's really not fair that I should be dealing with somebody else's blame from their sickness who should have been treated or locked up in a hospital or prison. And it's not fair that I didn't get the opportunities that other people have. I also felt I'd never been really loved. But in spite of that, I had to love myself. I had to find self-love. And I realized that I have to, find love inside myself. You know, if someone don't like me, romantically, that's fine. And I have a good family now. But still, it's really urgent that I continue to do something so I can leave this world on a good note. I'm just being honest, But I also have to be positive. I had to tell it like it is. I got tired of, sugarcoating things or ignoring things. It has to be out for me to be set free. The truth will set me free. But, going for that dream is very hard. Yes, as I said before, I continue to believe and make some effort. Yes, it's hard. That's why I keep away, from negative people, from sick people, from criminals, from alcoholics, people that will likely put me in a situation of further harm. And I continue to believe. Not just believe, make effort to do something. It also includes, when my sexuality, people say, oh, this and that. They need to stop. I said what I said already. I don't need to repeat it. It's already on podcast. It really is that we must go for dreams. Going for dreams has been really hard for me. A lot of people go for dreams, deal with jealousy and craziness, haters who don't want them to succeed. That's what I'm going through now. But it's like, it's really urgent that I do something. Someone don't want me to be a lawyer and just bragging that they know the grade. This lady says she found the grade from the UWA. Gave her the grade of 1.9, 1.85. I failed law school. That's not fair. That's a crime if she did. I mean, I'm making up these false allegations or saying something that is criminal. Keep coming around thinking I'm, it's not fair. It's not fair. I'm supposed to not be born. This is America. I'm born into life to be in poverty and to be a tragedy. That's not what I came on this planet to do. If that is what it's going to be, I don't want to live no more. That's not what our life is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be trying to succeed. That is unfair, but I have to go for that dream. Dreams, American dream. You have to work hard. You have to be honest. And, and the Hollywood dream is part of that. I'm sorry if people find this negative, but it's not. It's telling the truth. I told the truth. I've been struggling for 33 years. But it's not just that. It's outside my life. The truth is I had a very limited bad life. Not enough opportunities and a lot of bad situations. And I deserve more than that. When I see my family, urgency, the poverty, the lives, people, my family losing their life to tragedy, or to some dangerous situation. I don't want to end up like be a statistic, so I have to be good. I have to be good to myself, and I have to stay away from negative people. Because negative people brings negative consequences. It always will be the case. It's best for me to be alone than to be with a negative person. If everybody was angry or dangerous, then I ain't going to hang around them. Self-love taught me that So I had to love myself despite the obstacles, but the dream, it's urgent that it happens. I have nothing. I don't have much. But I just continue to believe that my Hollywood dream will come to me. I can't deal with no delusions, no craziness, no one falsely accusing me of something that isn't true. Someone who don't know me make judgments on me or follow me around. That's crazy. That's why I have to be. And that includes negative people means I stay away from people who are not well mentally. I can't hang out with somebody who's not well mentally and unstable. They can really hurt people, just like an alcoholic or drug addict or criminal. Those are negative people. But it's important that we stay away with healthy people. And we stay away from, you know, that's my point. It's urgent that I succeed. It's urgent that I be somebody. I just have to be honest about things. You know, it's reached a point where it's nothing to hide from. It's, you know, it's not fair for somebody to try to break, you know, sociopaths or very dangerous people break rules. They boundaries, rules about grades, rules about homes, boundaries. They don't know how to stop until they locked up. It's urgent that I succeed for the better so I can help myself, my family, and to feel good. Because it seems for me the American dream has not worked out. The American dream is supposed to work for everybody, but it's not true. Even if they work hard. That's why I was like, you know, when those little help subsidies and food stamps and stuff, they talked about work requirements in Congress. I was like, that's not good. Like somebody like me who gets hired, get fired. I didn't get making it in Hollywood, and I'm still in poverty. That's not fair. But it's not saying that I'm trying to just sit on my ass and do nothing. Just get help so I can get to the next level. Or I can get to at least a middle-class job. Because I didn't come into this life to be a tragedy. I came into this life to be a winner. Good day, good night from Dub Knight. Thank you.